Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Dan Walters is a longtime columnist with the Sacramento Bee. He has over 40 years of experience reporting on important political and economic subjects in California. A lot has changed during his time as a columnist, and he noted how the ag industry has lost a bit of its clout, particularly in the political realm.
Well, it lost its clout because of a whole bunch of economic and social and cultural changes, population growth, the demise of the resource and industrial economies, the rise of the post-industrial service and communications technology economy. And agriculture is a pretty small part of the economy of California today. It's a $50 billion a year industry in a $2.5 trillion economy.
Agriculture's economic contribution might not be enormous, but its geographic footprint spans the entire state.
It is pervasive, but when it comes to political power, it has nothing to do with geography. It has to do with economic power and other things. But the same thing is true in politics. You can win 48 states and lose the presidency virtually in politics. It has nothing to do with geography. It has to do with the other relative factors.
More from Dan Walters after this.
Attention almond growers and PCAs. Ultimate scab control starts with a dormant application of Psyllid 65 WG fungicide from Aceto. With more rain this winter, more protection is critical for your almond crop. In addition to powerful in-season scab control, you can now protect your orchard from overwintering scab inoculum. Contact your PCA on Psyllid 65 WG for ultimate scab control.
Walters has written more than 7,500 columns about California, and his column now appears in more than 50 newspapers throughout the state. He noted what kind of future challenges California farmers will be facing.
I think they'll be able to farm. The question is, what is it going to cost them to farm? Whether they'll have the water to farm, whether they have the labor to farm. All those are at least semi-political issues. The conditions under which you operate. At some point in any business, it gets to be the point where it just doesn't make sense anymore. And then we've seen the departure of some dairy operations, for example, to other states. So I think this will always be farming. I think the nature of farming is going to change.
And what kind of changes will we be seeing?
Probably going to have to evolve more to higher value crops that are worth the investment. And we've already seen that with the rise of almonds, pistachios, wine grapes. You know, we're not growing wheat anymore like they did back in the 19th century. And we're really not growing much cotton the way they did in the first part of the 20th century.
This is California Ag Today.